beaucoup pour vos...
Thank you very much for your comments and questions. I'm not a specialist on the questions you raised, but I can give some general comments. If I take the representative of Sonatrach, he mentioned tree planting. Well, that's true. That's a very important thing. If there's another example, in the United Arab Emirates, they're investing in mangrove planting to capture CO2. Now, all this can be reproduced elsewhere, depending on the vegetation in different parts of the planet. But I think this is a very important thing to do, and more people should look into it for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. I hear the representative from Democratic Republic of Congo and Chad and how to attract investment. For years now in our system, we've been told to move beyond fossil fuel and move towards renewable energies. There are certain countries in the global south in general which have resources from fossil energies, and so the transition will not happen overnight. The only problem is that the signal was given to international financial institutions who were told no longer to invest in these energy sources, and now there's a difficulty. Who will invest, and what's going to happen next? Earlier, I spoke about the development of the narrative towards something more pragmatic and suitable and adapted to circumstances. If you're in Norway or Denmark or Indonesia, I see the representative of Indonesia, or Chad or Chile, depending where you are, the energy transition is going to look completely different. And I think the United Nations, they bring us all together with all our different visions. And the United Nations have to make sure that to help us to know what we're doing, because otherwise there won't be any investments at all in the end. No bank will come to invest in certain African countries. And then what happens? So I absolutely agree with you as to the diagnosis of the problem. Now, to attract foreign investment, what we need is a regulatory and political environment which is fairly stable, because the investors mustn't be frightened. And this is key to long-term investment. If an investor wants to invest in a given area, that's all I have to say for now.